As we continue discussing standing by davening and the various halachas around that situation, I saw that Chashukei Chemet here in Masechta Zvachim brings a very interesting episode. He says, the Ramah and Simon Kuf Chabes Sifir Aleph Sepeis quotes Yeshayim Shkol Am Yamdu, that everybody should stand Kshechoyza Hashatz Hatfila. That it's appropriate that everybody should stand during Chazaras Hashatz. In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah Simen Kuf Memvav Sivvav, the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Tzarech Lam Be'eshikayim HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch passes the one that does not have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. But the Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim v'oimdim, there are those that are machmir to stand. V'ken osso maram v'abach. So he says that Chazar Sashatz, it seems, is a halacha, whereas standing by laning is a chumrah. So he says that Rav Moshe Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva in Be'er Yaakov, when he got old, had difficulty standing. So he no longer stood by Chazar Sashatz, and he no longer stood by Tefillah, by Kriyas HaTorah. But he said, on Chazar Sashatz, it's like davening. So as we've been discussing in our shiurim, when we speak about davening, as we said at the end of our previous year, if you can't stand when you daven, you should daven sitting. So if you can't stand by Chazar Sashatz, you should sit by Chazar Sashatz. However, laning is a chumrah. You don't have to stand. He accepted upon himself this chumrah to stand. So since he accepted upon himself this chumrah to stand, and now he can no longer follow this chumrah. So the halacha is that if you accept upon yourself a chumrah which you no longer can follow, you have to make a taras nadarim. So for that he had to be matan nedim. However, as much as we've been discussing the halacha of standing by davening or sitting by davening, as we quoted in the previous year, if that's the better way to daven, I did see that the poskim do speak about a certain circumstance where everybody agrees that you should stand by davening, and that's the shliach tziva. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuva space Avi Chela Gimel Simen Chavches, and the Shalos Tshuva's Mishnah Halachas Chelik Zayin Simen Tezvav, where they discuss if in the shul there's a person who was the Baal Tefillah, the Shlich Tzibur, and the Yom Narayim all the years, and now he's not well anymore, and he has a difficulty standing. He has difficulty standing, and he's in a wheelchair, or he's not even in a wheelchair, but he can't stand. Should he continue being the Shlich Tzibur even when he can't stand? And they both take a strict approach to the shayla. And the way I think to understand why they take a strict approach is really based on a question. In the first of the series of these shiurim, we quoted the tshuvas from the Shalos Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Simen Chapeis, that has a very important, comprehensive tshuva about tefillah. And in that tshuva, he asks a question. He says, we know that an important part of our tefillah is the Chazar Sashatz, when the Shlich Tzibur repeats the Shmon Esrei. And he asks an obvious question. He says that why did Chazal institute Chazar Sashatz? The reason Chazal instituted Chazar Sashatz was because there were people who unfortunately in the Bikim who couldn't daven, and these individuals had with a mekayim tefillah through Chazaras Hashatz. Says the Paiskim. So why now we have to, so ask the Eretz Tzvi, why now we have Chazaras Hashatz? Everybody knows how to daven, and if there is the one individual in shul who doesn't know how to daven, so that individual, we have in Talinium Matsarim, we have English Matsarim, English Sidurim, so why we have Chazar Sashatz? It seems that the opinion of Pais Gemar that there are two parts to the tefillah. And this works beautifully with the sugis that we have been discussing. One part of the tefillah is that we are all mispalim. We are not like the Koyim who brought the carbon, who did the avoda. We are like the Yisraelim or whoever who brings a carbon. The Yisrael doesn't have a chiv to stand when he brings his carbon. He's not doing the avoda. However, the shliach tzibur corresponds not to the person who's bringing the carbon, but he corresponds to the Koyim who offered the carbon. And as we learn in our Mishnah here in the Sefer Zvachim, the halacha is that the Koyim is not on a sit. And as Abimar says, if he sat, the avoid is possible. And therefore, now we understand why we have Chazar Sashatz. Because there's two parts of the tefillah. And the Chazar Sashatz represents the Koyim's part of the bringing of the carbon. And the Koyim has to stand when he brings the carbon. Moreover, because of that, so therefore the Beis Avi says, if the Shliach Tzibur can't stand, he shouldn't. If the Shliach can't stand, as much as it's hurtful to him, because he was the Shliach Tzibur for all these years, the halacha is that he should not be the Baal Tefillah. The Mishnah Halakas in that Shuva that I quoted says we could be a little more lenient, where we could be a little more lenient is regarding the halacha of standing by the piyutim, which is not really an integral part of the sleep, is not an integral part of the tefillah, and therefore the Baal Tefillah could sit by that part of the Chazaras Hashatz if it's difficult for him to stand the entire time. Another place where there's a minute to stand, interestingly, is when people say kabbonis. Because since kabbonis is corresponding directly to the kabbonis, when we say kabbonis by davening, it's because of the shamal parms for seinu, it's supposed to correspond to kabbonis. And as we're learning, kabbonis should be had to be brought standing. So there are some that bring down that specifically by the kabbonis, the halacha is that one should stand. Another place where the Paiskim suggest the halacha is one should stand under all circumstances is when we say Vayichulu Friday night after by Ma'ariv, after Shmon Esrei. Because the Gemara says that when we say Vayichulu Friday night, it's as if we're saying Edus, we're saying testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And as our Gemara here in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Tezayin teaches us as well, that Eidus has to be said by Mida. Eidus has to be said standing. And since Eidus has to be said standing, the Yichulu, which represents Eidus, should be said standing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that all of our tefillos should be in the Skabel, and they should all be considered like karbonis, which bring a reyach nichoyach to Hashem, until Emirta Hashem, b'mheira b'yameinu, we should be zoicha to bring real kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim HaBnuyah.